You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back. You've tuned in and you're turned on to Perspectives. And I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great to have you tuning in tonight. You know, tonight's show really begins... It really began a couple of days back. I was reef fishing, actually, in a boat in Belize. There's a total of three people on the boat, including the captain. You know, he's fished his entire life. You know, his son fishes, and his family really basically survives on his daily catch, as well as the money he makes on hired fishing gigs. I'd actually hired him to take us out on a fishing trip. We've gone reef fishing. We'd gone flats fishing. So there wasn't a new real experience. We'd done it before. And about a few minutes before we were to take off, I ate some questionable tacos. I drank some iced tea as well. And just FYI, if you're really an iced tea aficionado, which I am, you know that all iced tea is not considered equal. Some will bite back. But that's for another story. We'll talk about that later. But as I walked down the dock toward the fisherman's boat, you know, I felt my stomach churning. It was letting me know just how questionable the tacos really were. You know, I jumped on the boat. The boat starts off slowly and then speeds up toward the deeper water reefs. As we arrive to our first fishing destination, you know, I take out the rod and reel and I cast behind the boat. The motor is continuously going, you see, because we're going to try to see what we can get. We're trolling, actually, for fish at this time. About 45 minutes into this process, the tacos are letting me know that they're wanting to head north. You know, after taking care of that issue, we don't need to go into all that, I was feeling queasy, not too well. But I knew I'm not a quitter, right? I knew that if I could just push through this week in sick time, that I'll be happy and it will ultimately pay off. You know, I knew that the experience in its own right would be worth muscling through this agony. I asked the captain if he wouldn't mind taking the boat north, just so I could get some high speeds going on and get the wind in my hair, get these tacos off my mind. You know, he did that and we hauled butt north, you know, and as I began to feel better, we stopped at another spot to go fishing. And by the way, when I say feeling better, I mean I wasn't barfing. Okay, you get what I'm saying. I put a sardine on the hook. I cast out into the deep blue green waters. I sat on the edge of the boat, hands tightly gripped, right, around the rod, feet firmly planted, right? All the while I'm watching, I'm feeling the signs for movement. You know, and I'm wondering how much longer I'm really going to feel this bad. I mean, I felt like crap. You know, mentally I'm continuing moving my thoughts, right? And I think we do this a lot in life, is you move your thoughts from one thing to another. And in this case, I was moving my thoughts from my sour stomach, right, to the reef fishing that was at hand. My focus waned back and forth between the stomach and between the experience of fishing. I'd like to catch the big fish, you know, but it's not really about catching a fish. It's about the adventure. It's about the zest that we should have for life. You know, the love of life, the life experience. You know, how many times have you really focused only on catching that big fish? And how many times have you only focused on that and when you don't get the fish, you feel cheated? You know, when we focus only on the big fish, sometimes we can lose sight of all that's life. You know, everything around us. And we definitely forget the experience and the journey really in the process, right? They always say it's the experience. They say it's the journey. You know, actually the experience and the journey itself is seen almost as a burden. you know, getting in your way, you know, almost like a, you know, like a fly buzzing around your head. You know, at least that's how you begin to see it as you try to swat it out, as you just focus on that big fish. You know, sitting poised and ready for anything to happen, I've realized that honestly, through it all, sour stomach and everything else going on, I have purpose. I have patience. If I got a fish, it would be a plus. It'd be cool. But I was going to catch and release that fish no matter what. That story has relevance for tonight's show. Because it's about the focus. Sometimes it's about the big fish. But it's about putting things in proper perspective. And I realize that when you look at focus, and we're going to look at that tonight, we're going to really talk about focus. We're going to talk about analyzing our true focus. What is true focus? What are you focused on? In your life, what are you focused on? Are you engaged in the big picture? The big picture of life? You know, I mean, because a lot of times we forget the peripherals and what's going on, and we're focusing on that one thing. And sometimes focusing on that one thing is beneficial, but sometimes that one thing, especially if we can't attain it, or if we just spend our entire time trying to attain that one thing, we lose sight of everything else. Later on in the hour, Billy Boy and Dan O are going to join me. We have a lot of bantering to do tonight about focusing, about the big fish, about what it really means. Oh, and I also, yes, I didn't forget. I'll be telling you the rest of the story about the big fish and, you know, what I ended up catching. So stay tuned because Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, we'll be back in two shakes.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Do you feel that most talk show hosts just want to hear themselves talk? You know, there is more to life than just what's being dished out.
Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
When you turn on the radio, do you wish for entertainment and thought-provoking content? Well, then there is a place for you. A place where your perspective matters. A place where you can be you and ultimately others benefit from your opinion. That place is right here on KLIF every Sunday night. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess airs every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on KLIF. And it's also available online at KLIF.com, on iHeartRadio, or you can find archive shows anytime you want at liveyourtruelife.org. Where you listen doesn't matter, but getting your wish granted for entertainment and thought-provoking content does. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Can you hear me now?